The Bizarre Cast contains adult themes and explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to a New Year's podcast. Happy New Year to everybody out there in internet land. Yes, I'm back. I said I'd be a little bit more frequent, but I never said when I'd be more frequent. But I said now was a good time to talk about today's title topic, and that is the Joker movie. And to tie in with New Year's as well, because I think there's a lot of themes of despair in that movie. And I think with a new year, a new decade even, and the closing of a decade and another year, it's a good time to take a look. Now, there's going to be mild spoilers ahead. I'm just going to talk just a little bit overly of the themes of the movie. It is sort of about a guy. He's a failing clown, mental illness, has a tough time. Things happen to him. He doesn't seem to be a driver of the plot by any means. And recently I did talk a little bit amongst other movie and TV with Robert Christopher over on his show, episode 9. I think it should be airing quite soon. And yeah, I just want to talk about it because a lot of people liked it. It's the highest rated R-rated movie of all time now at this stage. And I couldn't quite grasp why people were loving it. Now, Joaquin Phoenix, he had a absolutely tremendous performance. I'm not knocking his performance at all by any means. But I took issue with the movie for a number of reasons. So I'll sort of outline why. Now, I think initially it was meant to be a movie where you sympathize with the character and you feel sorry for him. And you want to, you know, you want to see him do better. And then this is the key take home and my thesis on the whole movie. The movie turned from you're supposed to feel sympathy to everyone empathized with the character, which is not good. Especially it's not good, and it rubs me the wrong way completely, is that this is a by committee film. It's a huge DC property, which is owned by Warner Brothers. And Warner Brothers is one of the six big media companies. So it's a conglomerate sort of packaging human misery and giving it back to us and say, oh, isn't it fabulous? This guy, Rage Against the Machine, sort of narration. Now, yes, you could say there's multiple movies like that, like Fight Club and etc. But Fight Club was based on a book. I think it was a smaller studio at the time. So this is actually Warner Brothers, absolutely huge. It didn't need to be a DC property. If it wasn't a DC property, I would have actually not taken much dislike to it because it's essentially a giant property. As I said, it needed to be looked after and cared for, as the Joker is like a beloved character, especially with Heath Ledger. And this just goes on to the sort of theme of what's been happening lately in the world. Namely, actually, you see a lot online people, it's now just jokes and memes about suicide and haha, I'm depressed and mental illness. And everyone seems to have some sort of mental health issue. Not saying that it doesn't exist or anything, but there's definitely an upswing of people either talking about it or actually getting diagnosed on time. And that's fantastic. I wish everyone to work through all their different ailments. But this sort of ties into what we see in the world that, you know, every other podcast these days, like Joe Rogan and Joy Diaz, who I listen to, and other podcasts, that they're shilling like CBD oil. So it's like, oh, you'll be less anxious. And, you know, it's, you see like birth rates declining throughout the world. Like that's a new phenomenon. Seeing people don't have kids, they're hopeless, they're nihilistic. To an extent myself, absolutely zero interest in having a family, given what's at stake. I'm down in Australia. There's forest fires down here, bushfires, the likes have never been seen. And that's 2 months early, 2 months out from the actual driest season. And you see just another quick news of like China have Australia in the back pocket because Australia exports 60% of all goods over to China. So stuff like that is just crazy. So when you see besides CBD oils, all the mindfulness apps and anti-anxieties, and just relax and go every day to your shit job and just take this pill and take this oil and take this app and it'll all be fine. So I'm not saying to get up and quit your job, but perception is reality. So if you're not happy with what you're doing, don't be trying to mask the symptom. Try and go to the problem. So this was the movie, The Joker, to me. It was kind of repackaging and making money off people's misery. Because as I said, people are empathizing from the movie. So I think they were just repackaging people's misery and saying, yeah, look, you're just like the Joker. Meanwhile, they're making $1 billion. People are getting sicker. People are getting more tired. People are getting fed up. You have the likes of Disney on a live action cycle. It's like a nostalgia cycle now every 10 to 15 years. Goes for games as well. 10-year remasters. Look, nostalgia. Everyone's stuck in the past, not looking to the future. So here's where my message for the future comes from now. Yes, you do need to live in the moment. That's mindfulness. If you think too much about the future, you're going to have a panic attack. You'll be jumping off a building. I did hear it once, you know, anxiety is fear of the future. Regret is fear of the past. So you can't be frightened all the time. Just take a deep breath. See what you're thankful for. Everything around you. If things aren't going well, even the millionaires, billionaires, they have their problems. Not everyone is living their best life out there. But for the new season, the new decade, see what you've done. You're still here after 10 years. We've all survived the financial crash of the last 10 years. We're all trudging along. You might be worse off this year, but keep plowing in. Have a plan. Don't worry too much. Squirrel away. Make a budget. And, you know, it might sound preachy. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Maybe there needs to be a new messiah to give people hope. But don't be relying on other people for your happiness. That is the key takeaway. Find happiness where you can from yourself. Because going back to the Joker, it just reminds me of that Black Mirror episode from season 1, episode 2, where the guy was threatening to kill himself on live TV, and he ended up getting his own show, so the despair got actually monetized by the corporations. So this is really sort of the pinnacle of late stage capitalism, if even endgame capitalism, to be profiting off people's misery. And it's much more profound than ever before. It's a rock bottom consumerism because, as I said, for the reasons above, the mindfulness apps, the CBDs, everything like that, just get out and change your situation. Might be a little heavy handed now for an episode for the first time in a couple of weeks, but I was sitting on this for a while. I was really thinking for weeks and weeks. I did want to have this episode. So I do think the joke's on you with the Joker. Really left a bad taste in my mouth, despite the great performances. And yeah, I just said it would be a good time in the new year just to sort of tie it up with new beginnings, a new hope. And I hope to see everyone in the next episode. There is one already in the works. It'll be coming out very soon. It's been in the can the last couple of days, but I wanted to get this out as sort of a closure, final closure to season 3. And we'll be moving on swiftly with season 4 with the new banner, the new look. If anyone's seen the new logo, I'm quite happy with it. Much more in the direction where I want to go. And I'll be giving sort of my musings on a lot more things if people like this. I would like some feedback on this more opinion piece and what's going on in the world. I would really appreciate it. It's a little bit more raw to what I'd normally do. Sort of putting my opinion out there. You're open for large degrees of scrutiny, especially when it isn't just TV and movies. I hope everyone had a great holiday season and a new year. And I just want everyone to be safe this year and look ahead and be hopeful to everything that's in the pipeline. And share the love. The world's a lot scarier than it used to be. Too much information. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, because we all need to get through the next couple of years by the looks of what's outside the window and not just on Twitter. So until next time, this has been Richard Martin on the Bizarrecast. find me on the usuals. And if you'd like to support the show in any way you can, leave a review and all that jazz, and hit us up on Patreon. Links in the comments. Thank you.
End of line.